Today, we'll have the daily updates from my January 2021 trip. That's coming up on this episode 264 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas and have lots and lots of trip reports for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 264. So if you were following along daily, these are some of the updates from that trip, as well as an additional thing at the end that I always record when I get home. So you can listen to them all in one spot in this episode. We love traveling in January, so these trips are always a delight for us. But the main focus this time of year is Festival of the Arts, and frankly, just enjoying the relative lower crowds and nice weather. So that has been the focus of this trip, and we were also able to try a couple new meals and things like that. So without any further ado, here are the daily updates from January 2021.
Hello, at 10 a.m. on my flight. I am in the air, headed to Orlando, obviously. Flight was scheduled to leave at 9, left a little bit later, but we should get there by 12:30 or so. Not a bad time. This is my first time flying since the rules were changed, where Southwest is not blocking out the middle seats, but my flight is only 2/3 full, so there is no one sitting next to me, luckily. I might be one of the only people that gets early bird check-in and heads right to the back. So I'm along the window. I am surrounded by children, however, you may hear that. It's always interesting to see who is choosing to travel, and I actually didn't know what very many people would be traveling right now at all, because it's after the holidays. But they are. Lots of families headed to Orlando. So I am excited to see how it goes. It's been a few months since we have taken a trip, which is a long time for us. When it's your job, that's a long time. And so whenever we land, I will head for my luggage and go pick up my car.
Hello from Coronado Springs. It is 2:45 p.m. and we have just driven here. We landed in the Orlando Airport, picked up our car at Alamo. We are big fans of doing the Costco rental discount Alamo car rental, and then doing the online check-in beforehand that allows you to skip every step and go straight to your car. So we did that, we grabbed lunch, and now we're at Coronado Springs and we are getting ready to check into our room. Right before we landed, we got a text message that said our room was ready. So we're looking forward to going straight there. It's a gorgeous day. It's gonna get cool this weekend, but right now it's perfect. I'm happy to be back. Hello, it's 6:07 p.m. We are walking around Coronado Springs. We're actually headed to Three Bridges Restaurant, where we mobile ordered dinner to go. There are two options when you search for Three Bridges in the app. One of them is to join the wait list to be able to eat there. The other is to order it to go. This is a relatively new feature, to order table service food, so we did. And now we clicked the button at our hotel that said I'm ready, prepare my order. And now we're going to go pick it up and take it back to our hotel. And that might be the end of today. A lot of the afternoon was taken over by news, and I'm having a lot of pain in my neck that I need to figure out how to resolve. So that might be it for now, but hopefully we'll be back tomorrow and be in a park. Talk to you then. Hello at 11:07 a.m. at Animal Kingdom. We are headed in. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day. It's my very favorite month to go to Animal Kingdom, and so we do try to include it in our trip plans this time of year when we are going to be sweaty and hot. Before I run in, I wanted to let you know an update from last night, because my last update was I was in pain. I got to figure out what to do about it. Last night at 10:30, we headed to an urgent care that was in Celebration, and it was like 90 minutes between the time I thought maybe I should go to an urgent care and the time we got back. They were able to give me steroid shots, some pain shots, some prescriptions, all that. Slept really well, feel good today, so I think that was a good decision.
I would recommend, if you have a family, going through Disney, because they can call the urgent care that they recommend. I've done that before when I was here with my son when he was littler. This one was a little bit sketchy, but they got us in and out, and I feel good, so mission accomplished. Now that I feel good, we are headed into Animal Kingdom, but first up, we are headed for an early lunch. It is 12:04 p.m. and I am recording this at Flame Tree Barbecue. I'm at my table looking at Expedition Everest, and the cavalcades keep floating by. We just did a mobile order here. Highly recommend mobile ordering as soon as possible just to make sure those slots don't disappear. You may have heard that in Jonathan's trip report. We didn't have trouble today, but that's probably because we were early. But it did get busier and busier as we were sitting here. It's been a while since we've been at Flame Tree, but we wanted to eat here because it's outdoors, which you feel better about, and the cavalcades go by here. It's also gorgeous weather. Much harder to be passionate about eating outside when it's hot, so this is a good time to do it. But anyway, good food. We got macaroni and cheese, which had brisket on it, and we got the brisket sandwich, some drinks. They helped me carry it because one of us went and grabbed a table Heather grabbed the table while I carried the tray, but it was too much for one tray, and they helped me there. It was just really great service, really good food. So liked this experience a lot. Had been a bit since we had visited here. So now we don't have a big agenda today other than just to walk the whole park, take pictures, take it all in, enjoy the weather. So I'll be back later to let you know what we did. From the Harambe Market section of Animal Kingdom that is in Africa. That sound you hear is the train that takes you out to Rafiki's Planet Watch. We are sitting at a table that is right next to the train tracks, and we have been just meandering and enjoying our day. We don't do the animal treks here very much when it's hot because it's just not very comfortable to do it, but this time of year it's perfect. So we always make sure we have a chance to go around and meander all the little paths, take pictures, look at the animals. So we did Maharaja Jungle Trek and some of the others that are throughout. We're going to be going over the Tree of Life and taking some up close pictures over there. So it's just a beautiful time. We're not doing rides for a variety of reasons, but one of them is that my shoulder was hurting, and the other is that we really just wanted to take pictures. So that's what we're doing, and it's one of the beauties of being here this time of year when we're in the current state of the parks, where things are kind of more flexible and you don't have to have everything so booked. So we'll see. We don't know what we're going to be doing this evening, but we do know we're going to finish out the park before it closes. Hello, one last time from Animal Kingdom. It is 2:28 and we are just about headed out. We didn't do rides, but we did make our way around the Tree of Life and all the paths and took lots of pictures. It's been just a perfect day for this. So I have been keeping tabs on the wait times, and Navi River Journey and Dinosaur often have the highest waits at around 40 to 50 minutes. The Kilimanjaro Safari line looks really, really, really bad. Like it goes all the way back to the bridge that takes you into Africa, but I assume that it moves pretty quickly. Everybody's just really spaced out. But overall, gorgeous weather, moderate crowds, moderate waits. But I do want to reiterate something that Jonathan said in his trip report, which is Dinosaur does have a longer line than you might have expected, and that Flight of Passage has a lower line. Navi River Journey might have a higher line. So anyway, it's just something that I've noticed as I've been monitoring wait times. But we are headed out. We're going to go back to the hotel for a bit. I'm going to leave you with some of the sounds of Animal Kingdom from right in front of the Tree of Life.
No. one last update. I'm recording this on Friday morning, but just to do one last update from Thursday. Last night we had hoped to go to Disney Springs to go to Paddlefish because it's one of our favorite restaurants that we keep eating there. If you've been following along, you know that. But there were no reservations available, and we've always booked it last minute, had no issues in the last several months, but there was no availability last night and almost none for tonight. So things are definitely getting busier, and the times of being able to be a little bit more laid back about planning, which is what we have been able to do for the last several months, are probably going to be going away and getting harder. So definitely make some dining reservations if they're important to you so that you don't have to scramble. But we ended up eating at the hotel, which is one of the perks of being at a hotel that has lots of dining options open and available. And this time it was at the Dahlia Lounge, which is on the top floor of the Grandestino Tower. The Toledo restaurant is up there as well. It is not open, but the lounge is, and we were able to have like a light dinner with tapas and then have some drinks as well, and then make our way back to our room. So that was how our day ended last night. And just for a quick update, since I mentioned that I went to the urgent care center, pain mostly stayed manageable yesterday, so hoping for more of the same for Friday. That will wrap up Thursday. Back tomorrow. Hello at 1:13 p.m. The music you hear is from the Akershus Relaxation Station in Epcot, but I wanted to get caught up from this morning because I need to get you updated to where we started. We went to Chef Mickey's this morning for breakfast. We had a 9:30 reservation. It was the hardest reservation that we got. So FYI, if you want to do any of the meals, especially character meals, they are getting much harder to reserve than they were last summer. Or even last fall, but especially as the characters have been brought back. So we did go to Chef Mickey's in October when we were staying at the Contemporary, which gave us a chance to see how it was working family style, but not with characters. And we liked that because the food was a lot better than the buffet. But now they've actually brought the characters in, and we really loved it. I felt like it had that same fun vibe that Chef Mickey's has. We didn't do any napkin twirling like they used to, right? They never did that. But the characters came around several times. They were close enough to interact with us a lot, lots of selfies, you know, all that kind of stuff. We saw them each probably 3 times. Food was delicious, service was great. So if you are interested in going, I can wholeheartedly recommend it. It is, of course, expensive, but that's just how all character meals at Disney World go. But we really liked it. I think they are mostly an upgrade over the former version, based on food quality alone. So then we left there and headed to Epcot because today is the first day of Festival of the Arts. So we probably went through the parking plaza at 11:05 and the park opened at 11. So we were here pretty close to, you know, the opening. And even by then, the parking was pushed kind of far back. We're curious when they're going to start bringing the trams and the parking lots back. But still not too bad. It's gorgeous weather. 65 degrees, sunny, a little windy today. But overall, it is a gorgeous day, and Epcot can seem, like Animal Kingdom, Epcot can seem extra hot in the summer, so we enjoy this time of year. So far, in our quick breeze through the park, because we've been through most of it as a kind of a quick look at how things are going, it's very similar to previous years. Not a lot new, but the difference is that a lot of the stuff is spread out into the Future World section, whereas it used to be mostly just in the World Showcase. So there's all the food booths and the craft booth kind of places and the photo ops that Festival of the Arts is known for. They are the same as previous years. There were no photo pass photographers out. We'll have to see if that changes throughout the day, but I do think it's nice to have the photo pass photographers stationed there because a lot of people aren't wanting to take other people's photos with their phones and stuff. But we'll see if they bring those out. But it's the same photo ops as before. They're just a little spread out more throughout the park instead of just the World Showcase. So that's been good. They do have some things in the World Showcase building, which we've been a fan of since that opened in July, including art and some favorite food booths within that same building. So that's nice. Although our need to escape the heat and the rain and stuff is not as intense this time of year as it was like last summer. But still, you can go inside and do a few things there if you want. So we are going to continue going through the park and take a little closer look at what's available. But mostly it's the same, but
just with a few adjustments of locations. We are looking forward to seeing the Voice of the Liberty. They have not been at Festival of the Arts before because usually they have the Broadway performers on the stage, but they'll have Voices of Liberty, Mariachi Cobre, and Animation Academy on the stage that's in the American Pavilion. So we'll check that out a little bit later and be back to update you.
Hello at 3:41 p.m. at Epcot still. The music you hear is in the American Pavilion as we just ate at the festival booth. We had beef Wellington, chocolate cookie, flight of beer, all delicious. I don't really love festivals where people get like one thing, eat it, go to the next booth, get one thing, because we waited in that line for like 15 minutes at least. So I much prefer just to get a whole meal if we can. And that was perfect. We have kind of been on a fact-finding mission today because it's the first day of Festival of the Arts. A couple things that we discovered, is that the Paint My Number wall is near the land. I mentioned earlier that Future World is being used a lot more, and that mural has moved to the land area. So we went and painted our squares over there. And what else? We've made a couple laps around the park, so it's hard to remember everything. Oh, the Voices of Liberty are on the stage in the American Pavilion. We got to listen to them as we ate our food. They do have the animation sessions, the Animation Academy, where they teach you how to draw a character. However, the sessions are before 2 o'clock, so if you do plan to park hop, you will not catch those since they were on the schedule for before 2 o'clock. But it's all on the same stage in the American Pavilion. They have that, they have Mariachi Cobre, and they have Voices of Liberty alternating throughout the afternoon and early evening. So now we are headed out. I'm still having some pain in my shoulder, and I don't want to push it, so we're going to make a couple stops on the way out to our car, and I'll be back later.
It's 4:07. I have one more update. We were surprised when we walked to Norway to see Elsa was out. We have never seen her meeting people, but she popped up in front of the building where Anna and Elsa have normally met people. And they have dots on the ground where you can wait, and then you can interact with her from like, I don't know, 10 or 12 feet away. And she was in a white long sleeve dress. And you could take pictures, selfies, that kind of stuff, just like all of those sort of at a distance character meets. So we hope that she will become a regular thing, but they never release that information anymore. We are planning to come back this weekend, and we'll see if she and maybe others are popping up at Epcot. But anyway, something to look for if you're planning to come to Epcot in the near future. Now we are headed out of the park. Hello, it's 7:40 p.m. This is probably the last update for today. We did go back to the hotel room and rest. I was hoping we could go out and do some stuff, but the pain level's been too high. So just had to hang out there. And we came over to, we had made a dining reservation at Rick's Sports Bar and Grill, which is in the main building at Coronado Springs. I'm sure the main building has an official name. I just forget what it is, but it's where the shop and the different dining options are. It's covered. We're staying at Grand Destino Tower. It's covered when we walk over here. So we were able to have dinner there, and then we stopped by the gift shop to grab some drinks and snacks for later. And so it was really lovely. Really good service, really good food. This is one hotel where I feel like even though Toledo is closed at Grand Destino Tower, we still have lots of food options. And I'm very thankful for it because of not being able to do as much as normal. But we're still able to eat and get back to our room. I had a couple things I was going to mention. One is that I feel like a salesperson for Alamo by bringing them up all the time. But I'm very thankful for the second driver being free with Alamo because Heather is obviously the second driver. And because I have been prescribed these muscle relaxers, I can't drive. Normally I would be the one driving, but now she's doing it. So I was glad I didn't have to contemplate that decision. So that made it super simple. And what was the other thing I was going to mention? Now I can't remember. If I remember, I'll come back later and update. But I remember thinking there's a couple things I wanted to point out. But anyway, we're going to go back to our room now. and we're going to see what we can do tomorrow. Our plan is Hollywood Studios tomorrow, and if assuming that we can do that, we hope to get a boarding group in the morning. I've heard mixed reviews about people that normally are successful not being successful, so fingers crossed. And then we have a Hollywood and Vine lunch reservation. That restaurant changes seasonally. We really enjoyed it last fall, and we are hoping to revisit with the current theme, but we'll see how that goes. I'll be back to let you know. Good morning from our room at Coronado Springs Resort on Saturday. I don't normally do updates from the room, but our day did start from the room because we wanted to get a boarding group for Rise of the Resistance. The way that we did it this morning was Heather counted down the seconds on her clock or her watch, and then I hit join as soon as the clock hit 7 a.m. or just before. I was able to get a boarding group right away. It automatically selected the two of us because we were the ones with park passes, and we were group 76, which is pretty far in the day. We released it right away because we aren't planning to ride it, but I am betting group 76 will be called maybe around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, something like that. So even though I clicked join right at the opening time, it pushed us out several hours. So just something to be aware of, but that method does seem to be working for most people. I guess the good news is that you know before you even leave your hotel if you're going to have a boarding group. So if you want to change your park pass to another park, if you can't get one, or if you don't like your boarding group number, then that's always a possibility. So just want to give that little update, but we released it at 7:01. So hopefully somebody else got that one and we'll be able to ride this afternoon. We'll be back later for updates. It is 6:07 p.m. and we are on the boardwalk, and it's been a long time since my last update, so we need to get caught up. And basically what happened was I ended up staying at the hotel today because I needed some downtime from the pain that I was having plus the side effects of the medicine. So Heather went out on her own and she did all the exploring and sent me like pictures and videos, and I posted them on Instagram. So we are now here at the boardwalk waiting for our dinner to be ready at the bakery. So we're going to recap with Heather. So Heather, Hollywood and Vine. Start with that.
Okay, yes. So went to Hollywood and Vine, and they've switched their characters over to the silver screen dine at Hollywood and Vine. So the characters are in kind of their movie star best kinds of looks. So very fashionable. It was
not our favorites, though.
Yeah.
As far as their outfits go.
Yeah. I would say the least favorite out of all their different outfit options. The food still remains consistent. Definitely like it better than the buffet. I had the turkey and dressing and the creme brulee for dessert, which was lovely. Had great service and really good spot for characters.
When I shared the videos that you sent me today on Instagram, a lot of people commented on how much space there was mm-hmm. in the restaurant. And I think that surprises people because they have to leave space.
Yeah, they have to leave space not just for physical distancing for the guests, but also for the characters to allow them to move around and have space to do what they're going to do. So yeah, so started off there and it was good.
Then after lunch, I know that you went, well, this morning we did get a boarding group, but we didn't use it.
Yes.
I think I already did an update about that. But then you went around and we were looking, the Christmas decorations were up, a lot of them.
Yes.
And then what about like crowds and stuff?
The crowds were, I think Hollywood Studios just naturally feels more crowded because so many people go there because of Rise, and there's just not as many attractions for people to, you know, be absorbed by. So the crowds were a little thick. I primarily, after and before I ate lunch, I went around and looked at the decorations, did a complete walk through the entire park, went back into Galaxy's Edge, which was really crowded, and through Toy Story Land, down Sunset Boulevard, over by Tower of Terror. Just taking it all in. The fuse decorations are already gone, so they're clearly in the process, but it was nice to still see some of them.
And like our hotel, the decorations came down at Grandestino, and we're at the boardwalk. There's no decorations here, so it's definitely a work in progress. But then you hopped from there to Epcot on the Skyliner.
Yes. Yeah, so that was very easy, very quick. I left at about 1:35, hopped on the Skyliner, went over to Caribbean Beach, switched there to get on the Epcot line and jetted over to Epcot. I got there about 15 till 2, so about 1:45, and they had already put together a line. So everybody that was coming in off the Skyliner or walking over from the boardwalk area, they were lining them up very orderly, and we all just waited in line until just a little bit before 2, and they started moving us through the temperature check and bag check, and then exactly at 2, we were through the gates.
And at the International Gateway, it can look kind of congested, but I assume the line moves quickly.
Very quickly, extremely orderly. They were, like, nobody was jumping in front of you. It was great.
And if people take buses between parks to do hopping, they check you before you get on the bus to make sure that you have a pass to get into the second park, but you were on the Skyliner.
Yep.
As far as I could tell, Epcot looked a lot better today than it did yesterday.
Yes, it definitely looked better. A lot less congested. The World Showcase was still, it's still going to be busy because it's the festival and there's all of those booths and the kiosks with the art and stuff, and that kind of fills things up, but it wasn't bad.
And then you saw Voices of Liberty.
Yes, I cried.
Yes, she cried at Voices of Liberty.
It was just nice to see live entertainment. There's been some live entertainment at Epcot, but that's one of those classic ones that it's just great to see back in. So that was good.
Yeah. And then you left this afternoon, came back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And then we mobile ordered on our way to the boardwalk. We are having a patron meetup tonight on the boardwalk. We do outside masked. It might be too chilly. We don't have to do inside in masks, but we will be safe. And before the meetup, we are having our favorite grilled cheese and tomato soup at the bakery. And I wanted to also talk about how we get to the resorts, because people always ask, like, are they going to let you in?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have a table service reservation. So the answer to this is, I think the way they actually do it is different than the way Disney says they do it. First of all, if you're using Disney transportation, you can get anywhere on site. It doesn't matter. They're not going to screen you when you get off the bus. If you're driving, which we were doing, if you're on site, you can get in easily. They just scan your Magic Band. The only trick really is if you're not staying on site and you don't have a dining reservation, then you have to, maybe you might be turned away. Or if you mobile order like we did, you can a lot of times show them the screenshot of that just to prove that you're there for a good reason and not just to loiter.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can't. It's trickier to get to the hotels than it used to be, but it's not impossible. You just have to know the way. So anyway, we're going to get our food here in just a second as soon as they call our order, and then we're going to go do our meetup, and that'll be it. So this will be our last update for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Hello at 11:12 a.m. at Magic Kingdom. We are sitting here having coffee and breakfast from Starbucks, which might be the longest line we wait in all the whole trip, but it is like 50 degrees. I think it was 46 or something when we left the hotel this morning, but it's gorgeous. Sunny, a little chilly, but gorgeous. And we have not made it much further than Main Street so far, just taking our time. When we got here, there were a couple cavalcades. Christmas decorations are still up. Lots of different characters out, so we've just kind of been taking our time, taking pictures. We have been a little surprised how long they've kept the Christmas decorations up this year, but I assume that they will be transitioning that out in the days ahead. One of the questions that we did get answered when we entered was about Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, because so many people have been asking about that, because there's been a lot of information out there about, is it going away? And if so, is it permanent or temporary? We were told it is going away permanently January 24th. In the words of the cast member, I will not have a job in 2 weeks. So that is according to that cast member. I think other cast members have maybe had other things, other versions, but we'll see. I know many people are fans of Sorcerers and would be disappointed to see that happen. So we will have to see what happens in the coming weeks. We don't have a huge agenda here today. We are going to just go around and kind of see how things are looking, enjoy the mild weather, and we do have lunch at Crystal Palace in a couple of hours, so we'll be back for that. Hello from the Haunted Mansion at 12:11 p.m. This is the only ride we've actually been on this trip. I was trying to avoid rides for motion on my shoulder neck area, but we had multiple people tell us they thought there were more elements in the graveyard scene on this, so we thought we'd check it out. And we definitely think they're either more lit up or they've added more elements. So I think that's true, but I don't think anything official was announced about that. So worth paying attention to if you plan to ride Haunted Mansion in the near future.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Hello
both from Magic Kingdom. It's 2:33. We have had a lovely day, 50 degree weather, sunny Magic Kingdom, kind of just roaming around. And we actually just had lunch at Crystal Palace and it was delicious. I would say the portions are huge. All the entrees that we got were really good. The salad, the desserts, all of it really good. You'll just have to decide if $42 a person for big, good portions without characters is worth it. But I think because Magic Kingdom doesn't have a ton, they're not exactly known for their food like maybe Epcot would be. It's a good option if you want a good sit-down restaurant. Just no characters for now. So we are headed out for a little bit this afternoon. And then we'll be back at the hotel. And then tonight will be our last night. Hello at 8:18 p.m. from Three Bridges. We are out here on a brisk night at Three Bridges at Coronado Springs, where we had a lovely dinner that included lots of appetizers like queso and chips and various dips and a flight of sangria, all really fantastic. It's gotten a little bit chilly tonight, but they have heaters out here and they just roll down the shades to kind of block the wind. So it's just a really great, fantastic option. It's outdoor for people that prefer that. Or you can get food to go, which is super handy too. We did that the other night. So anyway, really good food. Love being here. And now we are headed back to our resort. This may or may not be the last update for this trip, but if I have anything else to let you know, I'll be back later.
I hope you enjoyed following along with the daily updates there. I did want to give a couple of quick updates before we wrap it up. One is that I talked a lot about being in various amounts of pain throughout the trip. And since coming back home, I have been going to an office here that has doctors, physical therapists, x-ray machines, MRIs, all this kind of stuff. So I am on a course of treatment to hopefully make that pain go away so the next trip won't be affected by it. I also was lucky enough to get the first dose of the COVID vaccine. It seems to be in where I live that people under 65 with health conditions are allowed to get it, which in other places, the criteria is much different. And so that paired with a negative COVID test after this trip, plus the second dose coming up in February, means that future trips will not be quite as anxiety-inducing for me. And so I'm happy about that. I also know there was lots of Disney news that came out in the last week or so, right around the time that this trip was wrapping up. And I will be talking about that more in the next episode. So I think that will wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information, you can always check your show notes or go to the website, wdwprepschool.com. Click on podcast at the top and look for episode 264. Until next time, I will see you on the site.